Sarcastic Voyage has embarked on a modest undertaking to chronicle the entirety of human history in sketch form. Join us as we uncover the mysteries of the past in our ongoing feature, which we call History. It's not as good as it used to be. You may recall that our previous installment ended a bit bleak for the citizens of Paris. By which I mean they were savagely mauled by the royal bear. Admittedly, this is a level of bleakness you don't often see outside of Russia. But now, we jump forward in time 300 years to a much happier time, the Franco-Prussian War. And we find Napoleon III, nephew of Bonaparte, has led the people of Paris into being cut off from the outside world. They are under siege on all sides by both Prussian and German forces. So, happier for a given value of happy.
Welcome, mesdames et messieurs, to the Café Croquis. I am Jean-Claude, and I shall be serving you this afternoon. May I start you off with an appetizer?
Oh, I see you have changed the menu.
Oui, madame. The invading forces, she has cut off our supply lines. Necessity drives us to press on with the materials we have available to us.
But of course, as president of the Horse Eating Society, I like to do my bit too. There may be a war on, but this is no reason to disrupt our essential system of quaint outdoor cafes.
Quite right. So, the salami de rat? This is actual rat.
Oui, madame. We fed this rather neatly, solved the issue of available meat and the constant devouring of corpses by the assorted rodents.
Bravo, sir! That is the sort of tragic irony that we French are famous for.
Indeed, sir. Oh, I see you are browsing the soups. Might I recommend the hippopotamus bisque?
Hippopotamus?
Surely we do not have hippopotami roaming the streets of Paris.
Oh, no, madame. Well, not anymore. It's only that with the siege, she has lasted a bit longer than we anticipated. We're just over 3 months into it with no signs that it'll be ending anytime soon. So we are seeking, alternative sources of food.
The zoo?
The very same, madame. Why, just last week we served up Castor and Pollou, the only elephants in Paris, in a lovely Bernese sauce.
Well, once again, I must applaud the ingenuity of the French people in this time of crisis. Where the tables turned and our great general, Napoleon III, nephew of Bonaparte, were to lead a similar siege on a Prussian city, I highly doubt that their people would think to solve their problems so efficiently.
Oh, what is this? Zèbre à l'orange?
Ah, this is a magnificent dish. We start with the finest zebra meat, marinated in a taste-filled orange sauce. One moment, madame and monsieur. The head waiter, he is beckoning me.
Well, I must say, these desperate times have led to some very strange culinary alternatives.
Ah, but my dear, it is times like these that call for innovation. Do not forget, until the great nations of Europe visited the New World, we did not know about the humble potato. Now it is a cornerstone of some of our most scrumptious dishes.
You do have a point, mon pomme de terre. Ah, here comes our waiter.
A thousand pardons, but I have been just informed that we have run out of zebra meat. Our chef suggests a new dish, not yet on the menu. Epaulet, effilet de gardien, de zoublés, sauce aux tomates.
Is that filet of zookeeper with tomatoes?
Oh, that sounds revolting. Please tell me I can get that without tomatoes.